It's time. Time for High School Volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Time for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Rushi Raiders in high school volleyball. Fort Recovery trying to improve on their 3-8 record. They had an outstanding match the other night against Coldwater, went five sets and almost pulled it out. So they're definitely improving. They're a very, very young team indeed. Introducing the starting lineups. Kayla Garkey, Kenna Dews, also Cameron Mullenkamp, Bryn Willman, and also it's going to be Caden Ranley, the leading setter for the Lady Indians, and Bridget Homan as well. So those are your main players for the Lady Indians in the action here today. Alexis Greasy also expected to see a lot of action. We'll be back with the start of the match, Fort Recovery and Rushi, coming up in just a moment.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indian Volleyball Team from Dr. Kim Bormore and all of Dr. Bormore's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. The Bormore Family Dentistry, located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67, wishing the Lady Indians good luck in today's volleyball match. Dr. Kim Bormore would love to be your family's dentist. Rushi has a pretty tall team. One young lady over there, Claudia Haney, is about 6'1", 6'2". I mean, they are a pretty tall team. They're going to be a tough task. Fort Recovery new coming into this one. This will be a challenge. Leading off in the serving will be Caden Ranley for Fort Recovery. It is too long, a service error, and out of bounds. 1-0, Rushi leads. Side out, Rushi. Going back to serve now for the Lady Raiders will be Lily Francis, a junior. Here comes the first serve. It's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews over on the left to Cameron Mullenkamp. Gets it over. Back to Rushi. Here's a smash and back to Rushi, back to Fort Recovery. And it's going to be a kill for Rushi. And it's 2-0. Rushi on top here. Service point for Lily Francis. Next serve is a good serve. Dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp, but she can't get it up in the air, and it falls to the floor. Another point for Rushi. 3-0 now. Quick start for the Raiders. Another serve. There's Dews on the dig. Bridget Homan hits it over. Rushi on the set. Here's the dink over, and they got the kill. Give that to Hazel Francis, picks up the kill. I think she had the first one also. Playing in the middle hitter's spot. Here comes the next serve by Francis. It's a good one. Here's Bridget Holman, miss hitting it, and it's a point for Rushi. And timeout for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians falling behind here, 5-0, four straight service points for Lily Francis. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not been a good day for Fort Recovery Volleyball. They lost the JVB match, 25-18, 25-22. They also lost the JV match, the junior varsity match. They won the first set, 25-20, but lost the next two, 25-17, 25-19. Here's a smash back by Cameron Mollenkamp. Was it in? Nope, it was out. On the far side over there, just barely out. Another service point for Lily Francis. It's now 6-0. Rushi on a romp here. Here's another serve. Good serve. Dug out by Kayla Garkey. Here's Bridget Homan. A nice hit there. Now Rushi gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the dink over by Greasy. And did she get it? Nope. She did get it. First, the official said that she didn't, but she did get it. So give Alexis Greasy the kill. And Fort Recovery finally gets their first point, trailing 6-1. Back is Cameron Mollenkamp to serve. Good serve there. Here's at the net. And what do we got here? Illegal hit on Rushi. So give the point to Cameron Mollenkamp. She will serve again. It's now 6-2. Lady Indians down by 4.
Now we're having some technical issues with Rob's feed from Forsyth Fieldhouse, so stay tuned. We'll have more Fort Recovery Volleyball coming your way in just a few minutes.
Well, we apologize for the interruption. Had a problem with our internet connection here at Fort Recovery, but we're back in action now. And Rushi just hit one out of bounds. Fort Recovery takes a 10-8 lead here. Bridget Homan now serving for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve played by Rushi. The hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill. Getting the kill was Ariana Cordonier with the kill. She's the daughter of the athletic director at Rushi. Now serving for Rushi is going to be Cordonier. Good serve, dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp. There's Ranley setting for Bryn Willman, and Willman gets the kill. Give Ranley another assist. It's now 11-9. Fort Recovery with a two-point lead. They started off a rough start here. Trailed 5-0. But Fort Recovery's come back to take the lead. Here's the set by Rushi. They hit it over. They get the kill. With the kill that time is going to be Celeste Borchers. 11-10 is the score. Rushi with the serve. Serving now for the Lady Raiders is Izzy Chapman. It's a good serve dug out by Garkey. Ranley will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. And it's a tip and it's a kill. Mollenkamp with the kill. Bryn Willman coming back to serve. Fort Recovery leads 12-10. Bryn's serve is dug out. Here's the set. The dig back over. Ranley sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, and she blasts it through the block of Rushi. And Mollenkamp gets the kill. Fort Recovery now leads 13-10 here in the first set. Bryn Willman with the point. She'll serve again. Good serve. Almost an ace. It is. Ace serve for Bryn Willman. Now 14-10, and now Rushi calls timeout, trailing by 4. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Rob Weaver at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good match going on here between Fort Recovery and Rushi. Boy, the way Rushi started today, I started to wonder there with a big lead, but Fort Recovery able to come back. I think it might have been 6-0 at one time before the Lady Indians finally scored a point. 14-10, though, Fort Recovery leads now. Here's Bryn Willman's serve. It's a good one dug out by their libero. Here's the set and the hit played by, blocked by Fort Recovery. Back to Rushi, another hit. Ranley will set for Cameron Mullenkamp and got the kill. Give Ranley another assist. I think she had 30 assists the other night in that five-set match. Pretty amazing for, again, Caden Ranley. And Caden's only a freshman for Fort Recovery. Bryn Willman serve again. It's a good serve. Dug out by Rushi. They get the hit over, and they got the kill off the Fort Recovery block. Outside hitter there on the right side gets the kill. Going back to serve now, the libero, Courtney Flippo. Flippo's serve is a good one, dug out by Dews. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp on the hit over and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with her at least fourth kill. I kind of lost track of statistics there a moment ago when I had to reset our internet system, but I'm close. Now serving is Caden Ranley. Good serve by Caden. Here's the set by Rushi, the hit. And it's just out. Very close. Hazel Francis almost got the kill. But it's a point for Lady Indians. And they now lead 17-11. Impressive here. Good serve by Caden Ranley. Ace serve. Ace serve by Caden. It's now 18-11. Wow, Lady Indians just playing superb here after a horrible start. Caden Ranley serve once again. Jump serve is a good one. Dug out by the libero, Phil Flippo. There's a hit back over, and it's out of bounds by Hazel Francis. Fort Recovery picks up another point. And another timeout for Rushi as they trail 19-11 now. Lady Indians on top. We'll be back.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw material with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
So Caden Ranley will go back to serve again after the timeout. Again, Caden is only a freshman. Kayla Garkey is a freshman. Chloe Brockman's a freshman. Hope Evers a freshman. So four freshmen on this varsity squad. No seniors at all. A very, very young team. Caden Ranley serve, leading 19-11. Good serve, dug out by the back line. Here's the set. And the block by Fort Recovery. Rushi will set again. Here's a hit. Fort Recovery able to play it. Ranley will set for Homan. The blast. Rushi trying to keep it alive. They hit it back over to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp digs it out. Back to Mullenkamp on the hit. Played by Rushi. Back to the net. Dinking it over. Cameron Mullenkamp to Ranley. Ranley will set for Alexis Greasy. Greasy can't get the kill. Cameron, or I should say Rushi, hits it up in the air and it hits the beam, and the official rules it out of bounds. Another point for Caden Ranley. It's now 20-11. Ranley will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set. Outside hitter. Played by Ranley to Garkey. Here's a blast by Bridget Homan. And it's a block by Rushi. Port Recovery can't play it. That breaks the serve by Caden Ranley. 20-12 now. Port Recovery leads by 8 with side out to the Rushi Raiders. Serving here is Lily Francis. Good serve dug out by Dews. Ranley will set for Homan. Miss hit. Point for Rushi. Serving here is a Courtney Philpo. Or I'm sorry, Flippo. It's pronounced Flippo. Courtney serves again. Good serve dug out by Dews to Ranley. Ranley will set to Cameron Mollenkamp at a block. I think that was Hazel Francis with the block there. Another point for Flippo. She will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Mollenkamp over to Rushi. Here's a smash back to Port Recovery and a kill. Ariana Cordonier gets the kill, her second kill of the match. And it's now 20-15. Rushi trying to make a comeback here. Third straight point for Courtney Flippo. Flippo serves again. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp hitting it over. Rushi back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Alexis Greasy gets it over. Now Rushi back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp on the smash. It's in, and a kill for Cameron Mollenkamp. She had 15, 16 kills the other night. And she's got 5 already here in this match. 21-15, back to serve is Cameron Mollenkamp. Good serve dug out by Rushi. To the net it goes. Here's the set. Dink over and the kill. Hazel Francis picks up her third kill, and it's now 21-16. Back to serve now for Rushi is Violet Armstrong. First time Violet served. Good serve dug out by Garkey. Here's a dink over by Homan. She couldn't quite get it over the net. Hitting air. Point for Rushi. Violet Armstrong will serve again. She's a junior on this Raider team. Fort Recovery still leads 21-17. Good serve there. Here's the set by Ranley to Alexis Breezy. And it's in the back corner for the kill. Alexis Greasy with her second kill of the night. And going back to serve is Kayla Garkey. It's now 22-17. Fort Recovery trying to close the door here on this first set. Good serve by Garkey. Dug out by the libero. Here's the set. And a miss hit by Hazel Francis of Rushi. A point for Fort Recovery. That's Kayla Garkey's first service point of the set. She'll serve again. Good serve. Up. Take that back. Too long. Service error. Point for Rushi. It's now 23-18. Rushi needs to make a move now if they want to get back in this set. They trail by 5. Time's running out. Good serve there. Cameron Mollenkamp digs it out. Ranley to Bridget Homan. And Homan hits it out of bounds. Point for Rushi. Hazel Francis serving. She's a fairly tall young lady. And it's a good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Ranley. Here's Bryn Wilman, a block at the net. And they're going to say an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery calls time as a lead is shriveled down to 3. 23-20. Fort Recovery still in the lead. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalb Pharmacy wants to help keep you healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Contact your local Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're in the first set here, winding down 23-20. Fort Recovery with the lead. They fell behind early, 6-0, but came back, and they have led now for quite some time, but Rushi is closing the gap, only trailing by 3. Another serve here for Hazel Francis. Good serve dug out by Dews. Here's Bryn Willman with a nice hit, but Rushi's able to keep it alive. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Ranley setting for Bryn Willman. Rushi able to play it. Back over to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery's in trouble. Bridget Homan saves it. Gets it back over. But they say it's out of bounds. Say it was on the other side of the antenna there. So point for Rushi. It's down to a 2-point lead. Good serve. Here's the dink by Bryn Willman. A block by Rushi. And Kennedy's on the hit. Hits it into the net. Point Rushi. And we're down to a one point game. Another service point for Hazel Francis. She will serve again. 23-22 for recovery. Oh, service error. Thank you very much. Wow, what a crucial error. That makes it Fort Recovery 24 with the side out. Rushi 22. Back to serve. The set point is Bridget Homan. Homan's serve is good. Dug out by the libero, Flippo. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Rushi. They get it over at the net. And they got the kill. Rushi gets the kill to make it 24-23 and stop the Fort Recovery run there. Ariana Cordonier will be the server. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Ranley. Ranley will set for Bryn Willman. Bryn Willman on the hit. Played by Rushi. They cannot make the return. And that's it. Lady Indians win 25-23 here in this first set. Congratulations to Bryn Willman on the kill there. And Lady Indians on top 1-0. That was an interesting set indeed. Fort Recovery falling behind 6-0 and coming back, taking the lead. Then Rushi almost caught up, but they fell 1 point short. We'll be back with the second set. Again, Fort Recovery lost the Junior Varsity B match and the Junior Varsity match today, trying to get 1 out of 3 with a varsity win here, and this would be a big one. Rushi's a fine team. We'll return in just a moment.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Okay, we move to the second set. Fort Recovery winning the first set 25-23. Yeah, just the way that first set started, I really wondered if Fort Recovery was ready to play today. Apparently they weren't. They fell behind 6-0, but they did survive. Here's the first serve for Rushi. And the dink over by Alexis Greasy, and it's a block at the net for Rushi, and they pick up the point. Courtney Flippo is serving here for Rushi. Next serve is a good one, dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Ranley. Ranley will set for Mollenkamp. Here's the hit over and got the kill. Gets it over the top of the block and got the kill for Cameron Mollenkamp. She's having another great day today. And remember, she's only a junior. No seniors on this Fort Recovery team. Here's Caden Ranley serving now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve, dug out by Flippo, the libero. Rushi's in trouble, but they get it over. Saved by Ranley to Garkey. Here's the hit by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Coach Guggenbiller thought that was in. Not the case, though. So that'll give the serve to Flippo again. Good serve. Here's the hit by Cameron Mollenkamp, a block, and a point for Rushi. Flippo will serve again. Courtney Flippo, a senior. That serves a good one, dug out by Dews. Here's Bridget Homan on the set from Ranley, and they're going to say a violation on Fort Recovery. Somebody was in the net. Another point for Flippo. And Rushi leading here 4-1. Another fast start for the Lady Raiders, just like the first set. Oh, there's a let serve that falls over for the point, and an ace serve for Flippo. Coach Travis Garkey wants timeout. He says, I've seen enough, as Rushi has jumped out to a 5-1 lead. We'll be back.
Here at Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use Case IH genuine parts. Only Case IH genuine parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original Case IH genuine parts. To find Case IH genuine parts, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Identical to the first set, a quick start for Rushi. They lead 5-1. They led 6-0 in the first set before Fort Recovery finally got on the board. Flippo serving again. She's had a very nice match today in service points. I've got her down for 8 service points so far, including 1 ace. There's another good serve. Here's a smash and a block for Rushi, and it's out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Cameron Mollenkamp back to serve now. Cameron's jump serve is too long, out of bounds. Point for Rushi. Side out Rushi, a 6-2 score now. Well, this is about where we were in the first set. Came back to win, so let's do it again. Back to serve now is Violet Armstrong. Good serve, dug out by Garkey. Ranley will set for Dews, hits it over. Blocked by Rushi. Back to Rushi. And here's a smash and a kill for the Rushi Lady Raiders. I believe that was Cordonier with the kill there. Violet Armstrong picks up the point. She'll serve again. Good. A serve. Cameron Mollenkamp couldn't quite get to it. She dived, but she just couldn't quite get there. Violet Armstrong with an ace serve. She'll serve again. It's 8-2 now. Dug out by Garkey to Ranley. Ranley tries to surprise Rushi, hits it over on the second hit, and there's a miss hit by Rushi in the point for Fort Recovery. It's now 8-3. And Kayla Garkey will go back to serve. Rushi leads 8-3. Garkey's serve is a good one. And it might be an ace. Nope, saved by Rushi. They free ball it back at the net. Here's Ranley setting for Bryn Willman. On the hit, got the kill. Ranley, another assist. Bryn Willman with the kill. 8-4, Lady Indians. Back to within 4 points here. High school volleyball from the Fortside Fieldhouse today. Rushi and Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-23. Good serve there for Fort Recovery. Hit back to the Lady Indians. Ranley will set for Dews. A block by Rushi, and they get the point. Give that block to Hazel Francis. Back to serve now is Hazel. Good serve dug out by Kenna Dews. Here's Bryn Willman on the set from Ranley. Back to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill. Two-hand hit and a kill for Ava Gibson of Rushi. 10-4 now. Rushi leads by six. Again, Hazel Francis serving. Good serve. Oh, they say it was out. Ooh, that was close. Not a good serve. Service error, a little too long. That was going to be impossible to play, so Fort Recovery is fortunate it was called out. Serving now is Kinley Kramer. I think this is Kramer's first serve of the day. Good serve. Here's a hit back by Rushi and a kill for Ariana Cordonier. At least her fourth kill of the day. And Cordonier will go back to serve now. Kramer comes out after a brief stint there for the Lady Indians. Here's a good serve by Cordonier. Garkey will set for Kenna Dews, a long hit. Back to Rushi. Here's the smash played by Fort Recovery's Garkey. Back over by Dews. Here's a hit by Rushi and a kill. That was Celeste Borchers with the kill. Timeout called for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians down by 7 now, 12-5. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalb with Kalb Pharmacy. Did you know there are over 144,000 man-made toxins in our environment, from plastic bottles to pesticides, and they're quietly building up in your body? Toxins like glycophosphate, lead, and mercury can fuel inflammation and increase your risk for diseases like cancer, heart conditions, and Alzheimer's. That's why we're bringing plasma exchange and toxin testing to Kalb Pharmacy. It's a physician-led detox service backed by MD Lifespan and the University of South Florida. To learn more, go to kalbpharmacy.com/MD Lifespan or call 419-375-2092.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back here on Tuesday for the next match for the Lady Indians. Don't forget, Fort Recovery's football team plays today at Delphus St. John's. You can hear that broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery at Delphus St. John's later on today at 1:30. Cordonier serving again. Ariana Cordonier's serve is too long. Service error. Fort Recovery. Side out. And it's Kenna Dews on the serve now for the Lady Indians. Kenna's a junior on this team. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set. The dink over. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Ranley free balls it back over. Here's the set for Rushi. Here's the smash. A block by Bryn Willman and a point for Fort Recovery. Bryn Willman with the block. Give a service point for Kenna Dews. It's now 12-7. Lady Indians down by 5. Just need to chip away here like they did in the first set. Good serve dug out by Flippo, the libero, and here's a hit over and a kill for the Rushi Raiders. That was Ruby Francis with the kill. Side out, Rushi. Going back to serve now is Izzy Chapman. Izzy is a senior. Served by Izzy's good. Dug out by Kennedews to Ranley. Ranley will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, the outside hitter. Played by Rushi. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery and the kill. Celeste Borchers picks up her third kill of the day. And that makes it 14-7 now. Now we're starting to get into dangerous territory here. Fort Recovery needs to start carving that lead down. Izzy Chapman's good serve. Fort Recovery's in trouble. They cannot free ball it over. Chapman gets the point. It's now 15-7. Fort Recovery down by 8. Izzy Chapman back to serve. And it's a good serve dug out by Garkey. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp over and got the kill. That's kind of a mishit by Rushi, but hey, we'll take it. Give Cameron Mollenkamp the kill, and Bryn Willman back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Lead is down to 7, 15-8. Rushi on top. Fort Recovery did win the first set, 25-23. Good serve there for Fort Recovery, and... oh, they say that fell in. Wow, it was close. Give a kill to Rushi. Courtney Flippo will go back to serve their libero. Good serve dug out by Garkey. Ranley, there's Alexis Greasy dinking it over. Rushi plays it back. Ranley will set again. There's Bridget Homan on the hit, and she hits it through the block for the kill. Now Caden Ranley will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's 16-9. Let's see if we can't start making some headway here on carving that lead down. Ranley's serve is a good one. Dug out by the back line. Up to the front. Free ball over. Ranley will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. A blast. And they're going to say Rushi was in the net. That would have been a kill anyway. I'm going to go ahead and give Cameron a kill on that. Officially it wasn't, but... Caden Ranley picks up the point. It's now 16-10. Down to a six-point lead. Ranley's serve is mishit into the net. Service error. Side out for Rushi. Volleyball went out into the hallway, so they have to go out and retrieve it. It's out there somewhere. Now serving for Rushi will be Courtney Flippo. Flippo's serve is a good one. Dews up to the net to Ranley. Ranley will set for Mollenkamp, who kind of a little free ball over. Here's a hit over and a kill for Rushi's Hazel Francis. That's her fourth kill of the match. Serving is Flippo, and it's an ace serve. I don't know how that happened. This is not looking good here in the second set. We're down 19-10 now. Not quite ready to write this one off, but almost. Flippo will serve again. It's another ace serve. Right in front of Cameron Mollenkamp, and she could not play it. It's 20-10. Flippo with two straight ace serves. Here it comes again. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp to Ranley. Back to Mollenkamp. A hit blocked by Rushi. There's Kennedews. A deep hit and hits it into the net. It's a point for Rushi. Another service point for Flippo. Courtney Flippo, and she'll serve again. It's 21-10 now. Garkey will dig it out. Ranley to Bridget Homan, and it's out of bounds. Another point for Flippo. Let's just write this one off and go on to the next one. 22-10 now. Fort Recovery down by 12. Flippo serves again. Dug out by Garkey to Ranley. Ranley to Alexis Greasy. And Rushi's able to get it back over. Oh, it's out of bounds. Point Fort recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. 22-11 now. Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. And it's a good serve dug out by Rushi. Here's the set for the Lady Raiders. A battle at the net blocked by Fort Recovery, and Rushi cannot make the return. Another point for Fort Recovery. 22-12 now. Cameron Mullenkamp serves again. Good serve dug out by Flippo, the libero. Here's a smash by Rushi and a kill. That's for Hazel Francis. She's been their top hitter in this match so far. She has a total of 6 kills and 1 block. Here comes the serve from Violet Armstrong. Good serve. Rushi will set and hit over, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give a kill to Ariana Cordonier. And that makes it now 24-12. Here's your set point. Violet Armstrong will serve again. Dug out by Kenna Dews to Caden Ranley. Bridget Holman hits it over. Here's a hit by Rushi, blocked by Fort Recovery. Flippo will set a blast and a block for Fort Recovery. I think that might have been Bridget Holman with the block. 24-13, Fort Recovery barely stays alive. Rushi leading 24-13. Here's Kayla Garkey serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve by Kayla. Where is it? Nope, it's out of bounds, and that's it. 25-13. Fort Recovery gets blasted in the second set. Fell behind early and could not recover. 25-13. Rushi wins the second set. We are tied at one set apiece. We'll be back with set number 3 in just a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
All righty, here we go with set number 3. We've gotten off the 2 bad starts in the first 2 sets Fort Recovery has. Let's hope we can get a good start here in this one. coming to you from the Forsyth Fieldhouse today. I'm Rob Weaver with the broadcast. Fort Recovery 3-8 on the year, trying to improve on that record. They really played quite well the other night against Coldwater, lost in five sets. Here's Kenna Dews with the first serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Rushi. They hit back to Fort Recovery. At the net, hit over by Ranley. There's Rushi on the hit, and they got the kill. That was Claudia Haney with her first kill of the match. She is a very tall young lady. So it's 1-0. Rushi gets the lead again. Third straight set. They've got the lead to start the match or start the set. Good serve by Flippo. Fort Recovery dinks it back over. Here's a smash and into the net. And Fort Recovery picks up the point as Claudia Haney mishit that. And Bryn Willman will serve. It's tied at one each. Come on, Bryn. Let's run off four or five in a row here. Bryn Willman serves good. Dug out by Rushi. Set at the net. Dink over and a kill. Hazel Francis gets a kill. Again, she's their leading hitter tonight. Today. Side out, Rushi. Violet Armstrong will serve again. Good serve dug out by Dews to Ranley. Ranley hits it over on the second hit. Here's a blast and a block for Fort Recovery. I believe that was Alexis Greasy with the block. Fort Recovery side out, and we're tied at two apiece. Caden Ranley, a freshman, will be back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, dug out by Armstrong, hitting it back over, and another kill for Hazel Francis. She will go back to serve now. She has four service points on the day already. Good serve there. Ranley will set for Bridget Homan, a block by Rushi. Ranley will set for Cameron Mollenkamp this time, and she got the kill. Another assist for Caden Ranley. Another kill for Cameron Mollenkamp. She's been our leading hitter. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 kills now for Cameron. Cameron will go back to serve, and an ace serve for Cameron Mollenkamp. Makes it 4-3, Lady Indians on top here. So a better start, the best start of the day for Fort Recovery so far. Mollenkamp serves again, dug out by Flippo, the libero. There's a smash and miss hitting it. Fort Recovery picks up the point. 5-3 now. Cameron Mollenkamp will serve again. It's a good serve right on the line. The linesman started to call it out and then changed her mind at the last second. I think she made the right call there. It looked like it was right on the line to me. Another ace for Cameron Mollenkamp. Rob Weaver here. Eric Hadley's our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. Here's a dig by Rushi after a good serve by Mollenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Garkey will set for Kenna Dews. Dews hits it over. Here's a smash by Rushi. Dug out by Garkey. Back over to Rushi from Ranley. And Rushi's in trouble. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Ranley will set. Here's a hit by Alexis Greasy, and Greasy gets the kill. Another assist for Ranley. Alexis Greasy with the kill. And a timeout for Rushi. They trail 7-3 here in this third set. We'll be back in a moment.
For a better repair option at a better than new price, choose Case IH Remanufactured Parts. Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, knows the value of choice and offers a wide variety of Case IH Remanufactured Parts. Case IH Remanufactured Parts aren't just repaired or recycled, they're remanufactured. They've been examined, restored, and tested to meet or beat original performance specs. The best part is they cost 20 to 40% less than new. That's a smart choice. Case IH Remanufactured Parts. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and find out if Case IH Remanufactured Parts are right for you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians leading 7-3 here in the second set. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve. Good serve, dug out by Rushi. Here's a deep hit back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will dig it out. Here's Kennedews hitting it over for the Lady Indians. Here's the set for Rushi. And dug out by Garkey. Nice save. Here's the set for Rushi again. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Ranley will set for Bridget Homan. Homan hits it over. Back from Rushi to Fort Recovery again. Here's Alexis Greasy. Is it in? Nope, they said it's not in. Whoop. Now, wait a minute. There was a violation apparently on Rushi and give the point to Fort Recovery. So I don't think that was because of the kill. I think it was a violation called by the official. So Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. And here's a kill for Rushi. So they do get it back. 8-4 is the score now. Fort Recovery leads by 4 with side out for the Rushi Raiders. Ariana Cordonier will serve. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to Ranley. Ranley will set for Bridget Homan. Homan hits it over and unable to play it is Courtney Flippo. Flippo from the back line could not play it. So side out, Lady Indians. Here is Kayla Garkey serving now for Fort Recovery, and it's in for an ace. Rushi elected to let it go, and that was a mistake. A serve for Kayla Garkey. 10-4, Lady Indians lead by 6. There's another serve for Kayla. This is a little shorter one at the net. They're going to call a violation on Fort Recovery. They say that Kennedews was in the net. So that's a side out to Rushi. Now going back to serve is Izzy Chapman. She's been up there a couple of times today so far. 10-5, Lady Indians lead by 5. And that is an ace serve. Not able to get to it before it hit the floor. That's her first ace of the day. Izzy Chapman is a senior on this team. Serve is good again. Ace serve again. This time it was right on the back line. 2 ace serves in a row for Izzy Chapman. That makes the score 10-7 now. Rushi getting right back in this. Izzy Chapman will serve again. Dug out by Kennedews. Back to Dews. Hits it over. Good hit there. Rushi on the smash. And the kill for Celeste Borchers. Her 4th kill of the day. It's now 10-8. Rushi only down by 2. Continuing to serve is Izzy Chapman. Chapman's serve is a good one. Dug out by Kennedews. Ranley to Bryn Willman. At the net. Hit back over. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp. Too long. Point Rushi. Timeout Fort Recovery. It's 10-9. Lady Indians only lead by 1 now. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalb Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalb Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
A reminder, the Fort Recovery football team plays at 1:30 today against Adelphus St. John's up at Adelphus. You can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good luck to the Indians going for their third win of the year today. Good serve by Chapman back to Rushi. Here's a smash and a miss hit. Celeste Borchers hit that too low into the net, and so here's Bridget Homan back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Rushi. Here's the hit and a kill. It's Celeste Borchers again. That's her fifth kill of the day. Side out Rushi, and going back to serve is Courtney Flippo. Courtney Flippo, the libero. Good serve, dug out by Kenna Dews to Ranley. Ranley will set for Dews. Dews on the outside hit, blocked by Rushi. Bryn Willman hits it back, and it is in, they say. Ooh, that was close. That was close. But a point for Recovery. So back to serve now is Kenna Dews. Kenna Dews hits it over. Dug out by Rushi. They're in trouble, but they free ball it over. Garkey to Kayla Ranley. Here's the hit by Cameron Mollenkamp. Got the kill. That was a tipped hit. So give the kill to Cameron Mollenkamp. She has a bunch of them today. Cameron Mollenkamp with the kill. Here is Kenna Dews on the serve. Good serve. Here's the set for Rushi. Here's the blast played by Fort Recovery. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Ranley will set for Bryn Willman, who puts it down on the floor for the kill. Willman with the kill. Another assist for Kayla Ranley. Give Kenna Dews the service point. That makes it 14-10 now. Lady Indians trying to widen their gap here, leading by four. Here's a good serve dug out by Rushi. And blocked by Fort Recovery. Set for Rushi. Hit back over to the Lady Indians. Back over goes to Rushi. Here's the dink over, and Fort Recovery can't play it and give the kill to Hazel Francis. She's got a bunch of them today. That makes it 14-11. Side out Rushi, and back to serve is Courtney Flippo. Flippo plays the libero position some, but not today. Good serve there. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over off of Rushi. They're free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Ranley to Bryn Willman, and they're going to say that Rushi was either under the net or in the net. Point Fort Recovery. 15-11 now. Bryn Willman goes back to serve. Willman serves a good one, dug out by Flippo. Here's the set and the hit by Francis. It's out of bounds. She doesn't have too many hitting errors. She's pretty good hitter for them. Give Bryn Willman the service point. She'll serve again. Another good serve. And free-balling it back is, Rushi just had to free-ball it back, and they hit it right where no one was. Ariana Cordonier with another kill. Makes it 16-12. 16-12 score. Fort Recovery and Rushi are tied at one set apiece. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-23. And Rushi won the second set, 25-13. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp, got the kill. Another kill for Cameron. Caden Ranley back to serve for the Lady Indians. Service point is good. Serve is good. And the hit back over, and another kill for Francis. Hazel Francis with another kill. Let's see, that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 10 kills for her tonight, or today. Good serve by Francis. Here's the set for Ranley to Cameron Mullenkamp, and Rusey can't play it. Oh, they did play it. I thought that was going to be four hits for sure. Here's Bridget Holman on a smash back to Rusey. Back over to Fort Recovery. Ranley will set. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp, who blasts it. Rusey saves it. Francis back over to Fort Recovery. Ranley will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. And a block at the net for Rusey. Finally, Rusey survives there and gets the point. Back to serve, Hazel Francis. Good serve. Bridget Holman on the smash, played by Rusey. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and a kill for Rusey's Celeste Borchers. That is her sixth kill of the day. 17-15 now. Rusey back to within only two. That was another service point for Francis. Serves again. Dug out by Dews to Ranley. There's Bridget Holman on the hit. Rusey free balls it back. And Alexis Greasy hits it out of bounds. Too far over the inline. Another service point for Francis. And we've got ourselves an all-new match here, an all-new set. 17-16. Fort Recovery leads by only one. Good serve by Francis. Here's a hit by Alexis Greasy, and she gets a kill to stop the bleeding. Alexis Greasy gets the kill to stop the bleeding. Makes it 18-16 now. Fort Recovery by two. Cameron Mullenkamp will serve. Good serve by Cameron. Flippo digs it out. Here's the hit over by Rusey. Ranley will set. Dews on the hit, blocked by Rusey. Here's a set by Ranley. Bridget Holman mishit it. It's a point for Rusey. Back to serve now is Cordonier. 18-17. Dug out by Garkey. Cameron Mullenkamp passing to the net. Free balling it over as Dews. Back over to Fort Recovery. Saved by Mullenkamp. Garkey hits it back over to Rusey. Here's a smash by Rusey. Saved by Garkey to Mullenkamp. Here's Kennedews hitting it over. Rusey on the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And it's out. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by two. And now we have Kayla Garkey serving. Good serve by Kayla. Ace serve off of Flippo. Courtney Flippo couldn't dig that out. That's the second ace serve of the day for Kayla Garkey. And timeout, Rusey, as they trail 20-17. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver. Sebastian Solis is now our studio producer, thanks to Eric Catterly for his fine work while he was there. We have a score of 20-17. Fort Recovery leads here in the third set. This would be a big win. Would give Fort Recovery a 2-1 lead in sets if they can win this one. They won the first set, lost the second. Kayla Garkey on the serve. And it's out just barely. Side out. Back to serve for Rusey now. goes Izzy Chapman. She's served several times today. It's a 20-18 score. Rushi trails by two with the serve. And it's dug out by Kenna Dews. Caden Ranley sets for Bridget Holman. A blast and a block by Rushi. And down on the floor it goes. Point Rushi. Missy Chapman will serve again. We're down to a one-point difference. 20-19, Lady Indians lead. Dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the set to Bridget Holman. Holman hits it over. Caden Ranley will set for Kenna Dews. Hits it into the net. Hitting error.
Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery, Ohio. I apologize for all of our technical issues today, but we'll do the best we can here to bring you the end of the match. Fort Recovery lost the third set 25-20. I think they were ahead like 20-14 and ended up losing 25-20 in that third set. So they're behind 2-1. We're in the fourth set now. Fort Recovery leads 14, now 15-12 here in the third set. We have a timeout, so let's take time in for this one commercial message from our studios, and we'll be back in just a moment.
County Heritage Festival, sponsored by the Jay County Historical Society and held at the Jay County Historical Museum at the east end of Main Street in Portland, Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th. This year's festival features the theme of celebrating 50 years of Jay County High School. There will be special entertainment both days, including Elvis impersonator Todd Berry at noon on Saturday, and be sure to see the display of over 100 toothpick bridges. Shop the many vendors and enjoy the great food and ham and beans on Saturday, chili on Sunday, and foot-long hot dogs and sloppy joe sandwiches both days. Admission to the Heritage Festival is free, so make plans to attend on Saturday, September 27th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. and on Sunday, September 28th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Again, it's at the east end of Main Street in Portland and sponsored by the Jay County Historical Society with generous support from the Portland Foundation and many area businesses and organizations.
Medler's Furniture in Portland is overstocked with Lazy Boy recliners. As an additional discount to their customers, Medler's Furniture will pay your sales tax now through the end of September. Hurry in for great buys on in-stock Lazy Boy recliners while supplies last. And remember, Medler's will pay the sales tax on Lazy Boy recliners purchased through the end of September. Medler's Furniture, 524 North Meridian Street. Your home of friendly prices for 80 years.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery leading 16-14 at the moment. Side out for Rushi. Serving now is Alicia Flippo, who came in the lineup for Rushi. Good serve. Ranley sets for Bryn Willman. Willman on a hit. It's blocked by Rushi and a point Rushi. Makes it 16-15 now. Rushi trailing by one. If Rushi wins this set, they win the match. Again, we apologize for our internet issues today. I don't know what the problem is, but I guess when it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Rushi on the little dink over, and they got the kill. Getting the kill there was Ariana Cordonier. Makes it 16-16, all tied up. Continuing to serve for Rushi here is Alicia Flippo. Flippo's serve is a good one, dug out by Kayla Garkey. Here's a hit back over by Cameron Mollenkamp. There was nobody there, and Mollenkamp gets the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp makes it 17-16. Lady Indians trying to stay alive by winning this fourth set. Here comes Bryn Willman with the serve. It's a good serve, dug out by Rushi. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over and got the kill. Another kill for Cameron. She is having a bunch of kills today, that's for sure. Bryn Willman serving now for Fort Recovery. They lead 18-16 here in the fourth set. There's a dink over by Rushi. Bridget Holman to Kayla Ranley. Back over to Rushi. Here's the kill by Rushi. I believe that was once again Ariana Cordonier with the kill. Makes it 18-17 now. Fort Recovery leads by only one here in this fourth set. Here comes the next serve. This time it's Armstrong serving, Violet Armstrong. Good serve and a miss hit by Kayla Ranley. And it's a point for Ruchi, and it's tied at 18-18. Next serve, it's a serve off the fist of Cameron Mollenkamp. She just couldn't play it. Now 19-18. Fort Recovery trails by one here in this fourth set. Back to serve again is Violet Armstrong. Armstrong's serve is dug out. At the net, here's the dig. Hit back over by Kayla Garkey. Here's the set for Ruchi. And the dink over and the kill for Hazel Francis. She's got a bunch of them today. Timeout for Fort Recovery. We'll just keep it right here. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-23. Lost the second set 25-13. They were leading, I think it was like 20-14 in the third set, and then Fort Recovery didn't score again. Ruchi won that set 25-20. So they lead 2-1, and right now they're leading here in this fourth set 20-18. And if Ruchi wins this set, they win the match. Here comes Armstrong with the serve once again for Ruchi. Here's the dig set by Ranley, and Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over. Ruchi keeps it alive. Free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Bridget Holman. Oh, no, that's Alexis Greasy. And Greasy gets the kill. Alexis Greasy with the kill makes it 20-19. Fort Recovery behind by one. Kayla Ranley. Kayla Ranley will now serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve there. Hit back, played by Kenna Dews. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp hitting it over. Ruchi will set. Here's the dink attempt, and it is no good. Short of the net. That ties it up at 20 apiece. 20 each for Fort Recovery and for Ruchi here. Here's the hit by Ranley. It was served by Ranley, and now we got a violation at the net. We're going to say point Fort Recovery. That gives Fort Recovery a one-point lead at 21-20 now. Lady Indians win this set. They'll keep alive. They'll stay alive here. Kayla Ranley serving. And it's in the net for a service error. Ouch. Tied up at 21-all with Ruchi serving. Back to serve will be Hazel Francis. Francis on a good serve, dug out by Kenna Dews to the net it goes. Waiting on it was Ruby Francis for Ruchi, and she gets the kill right at the net. Makes it 22-21 now. Fort Recovery down by one. Good serve by Ruchi. Here's a hit by Cameron Mollenkamp, played by Ruchi, back over and out of bounds. A long hit. Is it tipped, though? They said it was tipped. They said Fort Recovery tipped it, so it's a point for Ruchi. Makes it 23-21. And again, Ruchi with the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp on a smash got the kill. And 23-22. I'll alert our studio producer, Sebastian Solis. Sebastian, our internet's back up and running. So I'm going to go back to the internet feed if you'll switch back over. Again, our internet is back up and running, so we'll switch back over to the internet feed.
So Fort Recovery just got a point. They're ahead, or they're tied at 23-23. Fort Recovery and Rushi. And here's a point Fort Recovery at the net. And Fort Recovery leads 24-23 in timeout. Timeout here for the Rushi Raiders. Fort Recovery leads by one, 24-23 in this crucial fourth set. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, Jay Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we're ready for the set point here. Serving is Cameron Mollenkamp. Gets it over. Dug out by Rushi. Here's the smash by Rushi. Back to Fort Recovery. Ranley will set for Homan. She didn't get it. It's out of bounds. Just barely out on the sideline. Man, that was so close. That ties it up at 24 all. Now serving for the Rushi Lady Raiders is Ariana Cordonier. Good serve. Cameron Mollenkamp to Ranley. Ranley sets for Bridget Homan, and Bridget got the kill. Bridget Homan with the kill to make it Fort Recovery 25, Rushi 24. Wow, what drama. Fort Recovery again has to win this set to go on. And there's a let serve, but played by Rushi. They're going to free ball it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Ranley to Bryn Willman. Hits it out of bounds. And that ties it up at 25 all. Oh, my. Willman had a chance to close the door there and just couldn't quite get it done. That will bring Izzy Chapman back to serve for Rushi now. Izzy bouncing the ball. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kenna Dews to Ranley. Ranley will set for Dews. Hits it. A block by Rushi. Ranley to Cameron Mollenkamp. And it's hit out of bounds. And Rushi has taken the lead at 26-25. Back to serve again is Izzy Chapman. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mollenkamp. Ranley, here's Homan thinking it over. Rushi still keeps it alive, and they free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp saves it. Dews will set for Bridget Homan. Two hands it over. Rushi on the set. Here's the blast blocked by Bridget Homan. Rushi back to Fort Recovery off of Cameron Mollenkamp. Garkey keeps it alive. Free balling it over is Ranley. Rushi with the ball. Here's the dink over. Saved by Ranley. What a great play. And, oh, Fort Recovery can't get it over the net. And that ends the match. Fort Recovery losing 27-25 here in this fourth set. Oh, what a heartbreaker. Congratulations to Rushi. Boy, Fort Recovery had their chances both in the third and fourth sets, but couldn't get it done. 25-23, Lady Indians win the first set. They lose the second set 25-13. They lose the third set 25-20 after leading 20-14, I think it was. And then they come back and can't survive in the fourth set, losing 27-25. We'll wrap it up in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Right after this.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Normally, I would give you a rundown of the stats, but with all the problems we had. I could not keep track, an accurate track of the stats, so we won't do that tonight. We'll review those for you on our J Sports Notes on Monday morning. Again, Fort Recovery losing in four sets, 3-1. Boy, they sure had a chance to win this match, but just couldn't get it done. Congratulations to the Rushi Raiders. Fort Recovery dips to 3-9 with the tough luck loss. Fort Recovery back in action on Tuesday. We'll have that match for you right here on the radio. That's going to wrap it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, thanks so much for listening. And that's our volleyball coverage here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Thanks to our studio producers today, and that would include Eric Catterly to start us off and Sebastian Solis here at the end. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.